Go Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Anya. At least half of housing commencements in 2024 were due to uncertainty over extension of the development levy waiver or the water connection charge refund, according to the latest housing market monitor published by Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. More than 69,000 new homes commenced last year, more than the total number of homes started in 22 and 23 combined. The report shows around 75,000 housing units could be completed in the next years based on commencement activity. To discuss the uncertainty about the scale of home building occurring in Ireland, I'm joined by Chief Economist at Bank of Ireland, Colm McQuilla. Colm, there was a 6.7% decline in housing completions last year, but 69,000 new homes started. That's a lot of commencement orders. How long are they taking to be completed and tying into housing targets?
Well, what we saw last year was developers rushing to take advantage of these waivers on development levies, local authority charges, water infrastructure charges. So really sort of early last year, we saw this big rush of commencement activity. And I suppose developers are typically go phase by phase in a large housing development. What they're doing, or what they did last year, was effectively commence the entire development to make sure they can avail of that waiver. So we're really in the dark about where housing completions are going to end up this year. Obviously, last year was a little bit disappointing. We'd hope they pick up. So certainly that 70,000 number, I don't think anyone expects that to happen. I suppose the debate is really around, will we see 35,000 completions this year? Will it be as high as 40? Some people would say maybe not. But look, either way, we're only going to be kind of scratching the surface of the kind of demand that's out there and the lack of housing.
So would you say that those waivers and refunds, are they skewing figures slightly if, you know, if the commencements are so high, but the date could be 3 or 4 years down the line to complete them?
Well, to avail of the waiver, the house has to be completed by the end of 2026. So presumably they'll try to get that over the line. Certainly there's been views in the housing market that people put in the entire development and said they've commenced the development, but they're not going to be able to get the commencements done in time. Typically it takes about 12 months for housing start to turn into completion. Obviously longer, 2 or 3 years for an apartment development. So we'll see. Look, I think 70,000 is certainly more than what's actually happening on the ground. But again, we'd hope that completions will pick up from the 30,000 last year to maybe 35, perhaps even 40,000.
Cairn Homes are forecasting a little over 50% of commencements will actually translate to completions in 15 to 24 months. That's the timescale for larger schemes. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I think we should certainly listen to what Cairn Homes have to say. They're one of the largest home builders, so they know what's going on the ground. I suppose the problem is we kind of lack a decent survey of how many houses are actually being built nationwide at the moment. We do have one for Dublin, which comes from the four local authorities, and that was actually reasonably encouraging. As of September last year, it was around 20,000 units under construction in Dublin. That was actually up 25% from the end of 2023. So if you take that survey at face value, I would think there may be concerns around its quality, but that suggests there actually has been a little bit of a pickup last year in actual construction. Certainly not as aggressive as the sort of 70,000 starts, but, you know, at least pointing to some positive news.
Sure. And so in terms of infrastructure and utilities that need to be provided with housing projects, Irish Water is saying that under current capacity, they can only connect 35,000 new homes a year to the network, with further investment required to increase capacity. Do we need to see more efficiencies in land capital and labour issues across the board to increase completions of housing projects?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I suppose everyone has kind of highlighted lack of zoned serviced land as a real issue. That's a very worrying statistic that Irish Water say they can only connect 35,000 houses. It'd be terrible if you see houses being built and can't be connected to water. So, I mean, there was government put aside, or was money put aside in the budget last year. So I suppose the onus will be on Irish Water to make sure that's spent and they can connect the houses.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Colm McQuilla, Chief Economist at Bank of Ireland. Thank you. We'll